Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very, very important show today because we're going to be taking on the real reason why Hollywood and the media are trying so hard to discredit the number one film in America, Sound of Freedom. And the answers may not be exactly what you think that they are. Before we get started with that, however, there is some news that we have to bring to you, and some of this is just ridiculous. Apparently, the investigation into the cocaine that was found at the White House is over. And the results show, we don't know. It's a real mystery. No idea. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. They knew within hours who had the cocaine. The reason that they are not telling you is because they do not want you to know. Plain and simple. They thought about tossing some worker in the situation room under the bus and then thought better of it. They know whose cocaine it is. And I know some people listening to the show is like, well, just legalize cocaine. Okay, well, just legalize child abuse. Just legalize murder. Just legalize robbery. How's that working? How's that working in San Francisco when you're legalizing people stealing? Is that working out well? When they're just coming in and smashing things and stores are closing and everything else, you can't have cokeheads running around. Can't do it. Cocaine is a mind-altering narcotic. You're not going to be able to legalize cocaine and not have people kill each other in cocaine-fueled rages, do millions of other horrible crimes based on cocaine-fueled anger. Isn't that what they're blaming Hunter Biden's whole entire ordeal on? Well, Hunter Biden may have slept with underage prostitutes, but hey, he was on cocaine. Give him a break. He may have done X, Y, and Z that was illegal and cheated on his taxes and did this to this person and this to that person and walked around naked in front of his knees. But hey, he was on cocaine. Give him a break. Is that what we want? Is that what you want from America? A bunch of cokeheads committing all kinds of crimes and saying, but I was on cocaine. You don't legalize cocaine. That's a silly idea. What message does that send? Well, that's perfectly fine. Do whatever drugs you want. Well, might as well, as long as you're going to do whatever drugs you want, you might as well sleep with whoever you want. Well, if they're 8, so what, right? If they're 12, so what, right? Might as well take something. If you don't have the money, well, what's the difference? Take it, right? What's the difference? You want it, you need it, take it. Got to have some laws in this country. Now, they don't apply to people at the White House. That's quite obvious. And they think we're stupid. Well, we just couldn't figure it out. No, you couldn't figure that out. But you could figure out every single person who went into the Capitol building on January 6th, even to the point where you had to use special facial recognition tools to find them. You found Grandma who went in for 5 seconds, right? You found her. In a sea of millions, you found her. Can't find what would probably amount to less than 24 people who were into that White House in that area on that day. Can't find them. That, my friends, is a lie. A flat-out lie. So, yeah, doing coke is a very serious thing. It's not something to legalize. It's not something to glamorize. It's just going to lead to more chaos, more crimes committed. And I know there are people who say, well, there are people who do coke and don't commit any more crimes. Okay, well, there are people who child molest and don't do any more crimes. Should we make that legal, too? It's not a good argument. Anyway, guess what? Ray Epps being charged. And Tucker Carlson apparently is to blame. Ray Epps is actually suing Tucker Carlson, saying that his being charged, criminally charged, for what happened on January 6th is the result of Tucker Carlson defaming him. When we have video of him saying we're going to enter the Capitol tomorrow, when we have video of him telling people to tear down the fences, where we have video of him saying, leave your guns behind because we don't want to be shot, but we're going to go into the Capitol. When we have video of him yelling at crowds to enter and them yelling, Fed, 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 Fed at him. But that's not to blame. Tucker Carlson's to blame because he pointed those things out. That would be like me saying, I saw a guy rob a bank and the bank robber saying, well, I'm suing you because I would not have been arrested unless you pointed me out. So you've defamed me. Yeah, but you did it. Well, yeah, I know, but I would have got away with it if you didn't point me out. I mean, you can't do that. What in the hell kind of a world are we living in? By the way, Christopher Wray totally, totally disgraced himself as the head of the FBI and lied, repeatedly lied to Congress. Oh, Ray Epps, I'm not going to talk about any charges. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, all the while they're saying, we got to do something with this guy. Nothing's going to happen to him. Nothing's going to happen to him because unless you are dumb as a potato, you already understand that Ray Epps was not acting on his own. If he was acting on his own, then please explain to me how Grandma, who went into the Capitol building and took some selfies, was arrested. But a man who's clearly on video chanting to people, go in, telling people to commit acts of violence, including tearing down the fence, instructing people on how to get in and what to leave behind so that they don't get in big trouble. How is that guy who was number 16 on the FBI's most wanted list and clearly visible and able to be found was never, ever, ever arrested? Answer me that question. You can't answer me that question because it's impossible. So now they're going to make a big show of it. Oh, we're going to get him. We'll talk to him, and at the end of the day, we'll say, well, he didn't enter the Capitol. And you can't really hold his words against him. I mean, you can't force somebody to do something against their will. I don't know. Why don't you ask Charles Manson? Did Charles Manson kill anybody? Did you tell a bunch of people to kill somebody? And they kept him in jail forever. Didn't kill anybody. He just said, you probably should go kill these people, and guess what? Some idiots did, and Charles Manson went to jail. Ray Epps will be fine. And you know why he'll be fine. He'll be fine because this was all a game. Simple as that. So this is where we stand. Cocaine at the White House. And rather than people being outraged, people are saying, maybe it should just be legalized. Great idea. Then we have people saying, oh, Ray Epps is being charged. This is going to be served as if he's going to serve one day in jail. Yeah, great. Fantastic. Then we have people saying, well, Christopher Wray was very forthcoming when he went to the Capitol. No. He was not forthcoming. He was a liar. All he did was lie or say, well, I really can't comment on it. That would be as if, again, let me take the analogy of me robbing a bank. And they bring me in. And they're questioning me. And they say, were you in the area at that time? Well, I really can't comment. Because I was I may have been in the area, but wherever I was doing something that really was top secret, and I can't comment on. I see. Well, are you familiar with that bank? I'm familiar with banks. No, are you familiar with that particular bank? Yeah, no, not to my knowledge. I don't remember ever being in that bank. To the best of my knowledge, see if you word it the right way, then later on they say, well, here you are in the bank. I'm okay. Well, I forgot. I didn't say no. I said to the best of my knowledge. See how that works? They actually know how to word things so they can't be held in contempt or they can't be a perjure themselves or anything else. But you can tell when somebody's lying, and Christopher Wray was lying. He's a liar. He's a fraud. He's a phony, and he's disgraceful, and he needs to resign. He's not going to resign because he has no pride. But that's what should happen. Absolutely disgraceful. Anyway, let's get on to the crux of this show. The Sound of Freedom, my friend. Number one movie in the country. Grossed more than Indiana Jones, more than any of the other movies, independently released film. Let me give you a little background on this film. This is a film that Disney purchased 5 years ago. Did Disney release this film? No, they did not. Now, Disney could make the argument, it would be very hard to prove one way or the other, Disney could make the argument, we really didn't think this was a good movie. We bought it and then said, it's not, forget it. That's possible. It's possible they decided we're not really going to do much with this. I don't think it's theatrically viable. It's possible. It's also possible that they bought it so it would never see the light of day. That's also possible. To say which one it is, that's a little tricky. But if you've noticed, watch the media outlets that are losing their mind over this being the number one movie. And then ask yourself a very simple question. Why do you care? Why do you care what the number one movie is? Why are you so vehemently against this movie being the number one movie? Remember when Rocky came out and became the number one movie and it was like this independently made film and everybody's like, you go, man, an independent film, woohoo! By the way, the same people who are telling you right now that this is a terrible film that exploits children viewers' entertainment were all about the Netflix series, what the hell was that called, with the little pole dancing 11-year-old and twerking 11-year-old. Remember that film that Netflix basically took a bath on because everybody canceled their subscription? No, it followed the heartfelt story of a girl who gets in with a dance troupe of teenagers who exploit themselves by dancing and twerking in little tiny costumes. Oh, but that wasn't exploitation. That was wonderful art. And if you thought it was exploitation, then you're the pervert. This film, which actually shows you how the child sex trafficking operations work, this is exploitation. Yeah, it was called Cuties. Because, of course, that's what you'd call your film, right? Cuties. If you're not going to exploit a teenagers or young, not even teenagers, the girl was 11. If you're going to exploit preteens, but it's supposed to have a message of how, look how we exploit teenagers, I don't think you'd call it cute. Disgraceful. Positively disgraceful. So we don't know why Disney didn't release it. But I do know that behind this movement to silence this film is some very nefarious things, and we're going to get into it because I know a lot of people just want to dismiss this and say, look, it's because Hollywood's nothing but pedophile, and they don't want to be exposed, and all the news media, they're nothing but pedophiles, and they don't want to be exposed, and the politicians who are losing their minds, they don't want to be exposed. Well, listen, some of that could be true. But it goes way, 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 way deeper than that. I'm going to give you a statistic, and it's going to blow your mind. Here's the stat. Child sex trafficking is a billion, multi-billion dollar worldwide business. Multi-billion. The only other illegal operation that actually grosses more money is illegal arms dealing. That's right. Even the drug trafficking does not come up with this type of money. Drug trafficking doesn't do it. Do you know how much money is involved in this? Well, let me explain how this works. I've seen reports of people who sell drugs, big amounts of drugs, to small-time drug dealers. Right? They have to have a supply somewhere. Your local guy who's selling you $25 worth of cocaine, and this is why, again, if you're a cocaine fan and you're saying we should legalize it, let me explain. That guy who's selling $25 worth of cocaine on a corner somewhere, he got it from somebody. He got it from a bigger guy who probably got it from a bigger guy. And those really, really big guys, they don't sell on the corner. They don't sell to your sister. They don't sell to your mom. They don't sell to your teachers. They distribute to other drug dealers. And so their logic is, I'm not poisoning anybody. These drug dealers, they want it. I supply it. Whatever they do with it, whether they want to stick it up their own nose or sell it or whatever, no skin off my nose. I'm not poisoning any little kids on a playground anywhere. I'm selling to drug dealers. I'm not selling to children. I'm not selling to teenagers. I'm not selling to crackheads and rock stars and actors. I'm not selling to any of those people. I'm just selling to the other distributors. Well, that's what's going on in the child sex trafficking industry. There are people taking big money. They're not pedophiles. They're not exploiting a child themselves. They're just looking the other way. They're saying, you want to give me a cut of money? I don't have to blow the whistle on this, or I could make some laws easier for you to do this, or I could potentially help you in this way or that way or look the other way. That's a major problem, because when big money crosses hands, people do some strange things. Then, folks, there's an even more nefarious thing, and that's the politicians. And I once heard an FBI agent say, it's a fallacy that all these people are pedophiles, and because people were saying, well, why don't the good politicians speak out? Why don't the good FBI agents speak out? Why don't the good, you know, people speak out? And he said, because they're blackmailed. There's a lot of them that, you know, go to private parties or whatever, and when they wake up after somebody slipped a Mickey in their drink, somebody has a picture of them with some kid and saying, hey, here's a kid and you laying in the same bed. You know you did nothing. We know you did nothing. But the world don't know you did nothing. How would you like this picture to come out? Or maybe you just better do what we say. Maybe you just better play the game. And so that potentially good guy says, I could never explain this. That's what Jeffrey Epstein did for a living. You understand? That's what Jeffrey Epstein did for a living. I'm sure some of those people that visited that island did not engage in any actual criminal activity, but they damn sure well knew about it. Now let me tell you another person who supports this theory, and that is Corey Aim, Corey Feldman, whichever one it is, one of the Coreys, who said, I would be at parties where young boys and girls were in a pool with grown men engaged in sexual activity. There'd be people sitting all around the pool, famous producers, directors, actors. They didn't want any part of it. Some of them were disgusted by it. But they very clearly knew one thing. If you blow the whistle, you will never work again. If you blow the whistle, something very bad will happen to you. Because when you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars, they're not going to let you stand in the way. Period. So we have a major problem here, folks. And the major problem is this. Child sex trafficking has become a multi-billion dollar business to the point where they can pay off officials, they can pay off politicians, they can pay off probably FBI and other organizations to just look the other way. But then we have another problem, because you ask yourself, well, how about the news media, though? Why would the news media try so hard to discredit this film? What do they care? Well, folks, it's mostly the liberal news media, and I'll tell you why they're trying to discredit this film. Because this film very clearly shows that what goes on at the border has a direct result on this child sex trafficking. So the left want open borders. The left want everybody allowed in. The left say, remember when the left was saying, and specifically Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was on television saying, Donald Trump is ripping children out of the hands of mothers and fathers and separating them for days. He's an evil, horrible man. Now, what Donald Trump was doing is saying, prove that's your kid. Prove that's your kid. And guess what, folks? A lot of them couldn't, because they weren't. So where were those kids going? You know, the number one question I'm asked when I say that the child sex trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry is, well, how do you know, and where are all these children? How come they're not reported missing? Because, Einstein, we don't even know they exist. Because 95% of them are coming from across the borders. They're nameless. They're faceless. They do not exist. They're not in our record books. It's not like little Sally goes to school one day and she's kidnapped and she's in a child sex trafficking operation. That rarely happens. Because she's very traceable. No, they don't want that. They need people from other countries. They need children from other countries. Once they get into this country, you don't know who they are, and you don't know where they are. They cease to exist. They're invisible. This movie clearly shows that. This movie clearly shows you where these children are coming from, how they are being trafficked like cattle, how the FBI basically does little to zero to actually combat this, because they can't stop the root cause of it, and how extraordinary measures have to be taken. Now, I recall people saying, so let me get this straight. There's some millionaire, billionaire guy, and he owns his own island. And on this island, he has this wacky structure in which he keeps teen prostitutes for high-ranking politicians, movie actors, celebrities, and such. Yeah, that sounds rational. Ha, 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 ha. You believe in the Easter Bunny, too, don't you? And then Jeffrey Epstein was caught. And nobody laughed. You see, folks, it's very easy to just point your finger and say, conspiracy theorists, these things aren't happening. They are happening. They are happening. And this movie points out exactly how they are happening and why they are happening and why people are looking the other way. Not because all of them are pedophiles looking for a child themselves. It's because they're being fed money hand over fist, or they're being blackmailed. That's what's happening, folks. Now, you can accept it or you don't have to accept it. But let me ask you a question. When have you ever seen the media, ever, care about what the number one movie in the country is? Huh? When? Did anybody ever say, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? This independent film that just came out, it lies so much about history. Go watch JFK sometime. Go watch the movie JFK. 90% of that movie is made up. And when the director was confronted about it, he said, so what? Artistic license. I never said it was an authentic historical movie. It's a movie about JFK. Some of it's true. Some of it's not true. Whatever. Did anybody go berserk and say, you've rewritten history? This is not true? No, they didn't. In fact, he won awards for it. So how come now the media says, you don't want to watch this movie, it's a lie. You don't want to watch this movie, it's a conspiracy theorist dream. You don't want to watch this movie, it tells you fallacies about stuff, and it's trying to scare you. Really? Well, when you try so hard to make me not want to see something, I want to see it. And guess what? So do the American people. That's why it's the number one movie. You're not going to stop the American people from looking at this movie. Now, is it going to do any good? I don't know. I honestly and truly do not know if it's going to do any good. Because I think the grand takeaway on this is going to be, oh, well, yeah, I mean, there's some of that happening, but this was just, it was so highly exaggerated to make it more dramatic, and it was, you know, it's a Hollywood production. It's not really real. Unfortunately, folks, it's real. It happens a lot. Yeah, anybody remember Natalie Holloway? Natalie Holloway was a teenager that just went missing when she was on vacation. Everybody just assumed she was murdered. And what was his name? Jorgen Vandersloot come forward and said, I sold her. Got her drunk. Sold her. I don't know where she is. But there's a market for young, teenage, blonde girls in certain areas of the country. So I sold her. Huh. Nice. I've done my research on this, folks, and I'm going to tell you something. Children are being treated like cattle in some country. And I mean cattle. Just shipped off onto a ship that, well, show me the money, and I don't care what happens to these kids, because they're a dime a dozen, and I can get more where that came from. There are people in Mexico and some impoverished countries who are selling their children. Some of them because they really don't have any other choice. They can't afford to keep them. They already have too many, or they don't have enough food or whatever it is, so they'll sell their children. And this is being exploited. Now, if you want to get into some dark territory, I'm going to warn you ahead of time that I have no proof of any of the next things I'm going to say other than people have said it, and some people are very, what's the right word for it? Some people are very credible, and some people have a name. There's currently an actor not working very much in Hollywood these days. I will not mention his name. He does have a YouTube channel, which he has to greatly censor what he says. He also has a Rumble channel, and he's saying, I was a member of Hollywood. I was in the circle. I know what goes on. And if you think for a moment that these decadent people who try everything, they're so bored with life, they have everything they want. They have mansions. They have cars. They have women. They have drugs. They have everything they can possibly think of. So they want to try something new. And they live this elitist life where they say, well, maybe we should try something with a child. He claims to have actually known of Hollywood parties where children were sacrificed. No, not your kid who's going to third grade and you say, oh, little Betty turned up missing today. Kids they can't identify. Kids that came across the border. Kids that are just cattle. No one knows who this kid is. No one knows where this kid is. No one knows why this kid is even in the country. Nobody knows. You see, if I was to go traffic a kid and say, this is my niece I'm bringing across the border, and they say, okay, that's fine. Then I get across the border, I go where I'm going, and I sell her. They don't know what her name is. They don't know where the hell she is. She has no record. She has no fingerprint. She has nothing. You're not going to miss that kid. It's as simple as that. I know this sounds ridiculous. So does an island where people worship an owl god and do a mock sacrifice. Turned out to be true. So does an island where a pompous, egotistical blackmailer keeps underage prostitutes for politicians and celebrities. That turned out to be true. So what I'm asking you to do is just suspend your disbelief for a minute. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm warning you ahead of time, this is extraordinarily disturbing, so if you don't want to hear extraordinarily disturbing things, turn down the sound. I have actually seen, with my own eyes, videos of drug cartels, rival drug cartels, killing one another in ways that's unimaginable. Okay? I've seen a drug cartel kidnap a member of a rival drug cartel and take a chainsaw and cut both of his arms off one at a time and then both of his legs off under the knee one at a time. He was still alive. And they were saying, this is what happens if you cross us. This is what happens if you try to encroach on our territory. I've seen videos of a man being placed in a steel barrel. And then the barrel covered with gasoline, and they set the barrel on fire, which basically cooks the man alive. You can hear them screaming, trying to open up the thing as they're basically being baked alive, and people are laughing. They're laughing at them. Ah, good, let them suffer. These videos exist. They make the videos, and they actually place them sometimes on social media sites for until they're taken down because they want the world to see. I've seen a video of an MS-13 member cut the heart out of a rival gang member and eat it. Took a bite out of it. So are you going to tell me that the people who will do something like this wouldn't traffic children for money? Oh, that would be going too far. We'll put a guy in a barrel and cook him alive. We'll cut their limbs off one by one with a chainsaw and film it and laugh about it and set it to music. But we would never think of trafficking a child for big money. Are you kidding? Do you understand that when Donald Trump said these people are animals, he was not talking about people who are trying to come over with their families to make a better living in this country? He was not talking about that. He was talking about the bad element, the drug dealers, the drug cartels, the child traffickers who know no limits, zero limits. If you disbelieve anything I say about any of these drug cartel videos, just go online and you will find, you'll probably find the video. You'll probably find it. But I warn you, you probably don't want to see them. These are the people you're dealing with. The Mexican government is almost 100% ran by them. They don't care. They'll go to war with their own. They've literally said, well, you know, whatever. You arrest one of us, we'll show up with weapons. And I mean major weapons. And it'll be the police versus us. We'll blow the goddamn police barracks right up. We don't care. And if they think, well, that's going to be too messy, then they just grease the hands of the people who are in charge in Mexico. And the people who are in charge in Mexico takes that money and says, just let it go. No big deal. These are the people you're dealing with. So what do you expect? You expect they're going to have mercy on children? They're not. They're making huge money. They're making as much, almost as much as arms dealers. Arms dealing is not easy. There's a handful of arms dealers in the world, and it's not an easy thing. This is pretty easy. By comparison, it's extraordinarily easy. And there's a much, much, much bigger market for it. Because at the end of the day, folks, whether you like it or you do not like it, and whether you think I'm a conspiracy theorist or you think I'm speaking truth to power, there is an element in this country that's coming for your children. They want your children. Now, this actor that I was talking to you about, he said something very interesting. He said, this has been going on forever in Hollywood. Exploiting children, sexually abusing children, bringing children to parties. You remember when Drew Barrymore was snorting coke? She said, I was snorting coke and drinking. I was 9. What responsible adults would let a 9-year-old at their party snorting coke and drinking? Name one. Oh, that's just the way wacky Hollywood is. Isn't she cute? No, it's not child abuse. So let me ask you a question. If she's 9 years old and getting drunk and high at Hollywood parties, you think somebody wasn't sleeping with her? Come on. Then why was she there? Because I got news for you. If I showed up at a party and there's a 9-year-old belting back alcohol and snorting cocaine, I'm leaving. And I'm reporting it to the police. Did anybody leave or report it to the police? No. No, they didn't. When Roman Polanski drugged a 12-year-old and raped her and then fled to France so he could not be extradited and he won an award, who stood up? Please tell me who stood up. All of Hollywood stood up. Oh, Roman Polanski won an award. He's such a wonderful man. Yeah, he's a guy who raped a 12-year-old and then fled to France. That's what he did. He raped a 12-year-old and fled to France. He can't even come back into this country. Did Hollywood say, we want nothing to do with him? Blacklist him? No. They gave him an award. So here's Roman Polanski receiving an award after raping and drugging a 12-year-old girl and fleeing the country. But Sound of Freedom, oh, you got to blacklist that. That's not a good thing. We have to speak out about that. Is this picture becoming clear to you? How much better picture do I have to paint? Now, this actor said, Hollywood's getting bored with little boys and little girls. And so are a lot of the top elitist buyers, saying, well, I've had my share of little boys. I've had my share of little girls. It's not a good enough fix anymore. I want transgender children. That'll be a kick. That'll be something unique. And, oh, guess what's happening, lo and behold, in this country? Suddenly, oh, we can give people puberty blockers at 8 and not tell their parents. It's like they're breeding a product. Oh, yeah, the next generation, we got to breed some transgender children so we can exploit them. It's a product to them. I know this sounds crazy. You know what, though? You got to think about this logically, folks. Doesn't everything sound crazy? If you said to me when I was a kid, someone would murder someone for their sneakers, I would have said, but that's crazy. Whoever did that has to be a total madman insane. No, it happens every day. If you told me someone would just push somebody in front of a subway for no reason, didn't even know him, I'd say, well, that's insane. That's a, you know, rare occurrence. No, it happens a lot. So I'm telling you, it is not insane to think that there are people here who are using children as a product, because that is what they're doing. And they justify it by saying, well, I myself am not abusing this child. Just like a lot of drug dealers say, I don't do drugs. And I don't sell it to kids. I sell it to other drug dealers. Whatever they do with it, they do with it. That would be like me saying, well, I go to the insane asylum and I sell people knives. Now, if I sold you a knife, you'd probably just use it to cut your bread or your steak, right? But, you know, this guy stabbed somebody in the neck with it. How am I responsible? I'm just a knife salesman. I didn't tell him what to do with it. Oh. Yeah, but it's the people that you select to sell it to. Okay? A bar might say, well, I sold the guy a few beers. I didn't tell him to drive. But these are illegal drugs. This is why I'm saying it's just crazy to say legalize it. Because you see what you're going to end up with? Legalizing pot is one thing. When you start getting to cocaine and crack and heroin and fentanyl and everything else, you understand that fentanyl is the number one cause of death in this country? So let's all legalize it and just kill everybody, right? That's a good idea. I'm telling you that as we speak, there is a network, and a very strong one, child traffickers. And they are doing the absolute best they can to stay clandestine. And this movie reveals some of it, and they don't like it. Now, there's other people on the left. They don't like it because it exploits the border issue. Because the border issue is about 8/10 of the problem here. So those people are saying, oh, well, I believe there might be some child trafficking, but if we close the borders, oh, look at all the poor people who can't come in, and oh, we have to have immigration, and oh, we have to have cheap labor, and oh, my God, we can't do that. And this film might stop that, and people might say, build a wall. Oh, no. So they don't care about the kids. They may not be trafficking kids. They may have some sympathy, but they don't have enough sympathy. Because to them, the end always justifies the means. Do you remember when the children were plowed down at a Christmas parade by a madman in a car who was charged with running down his girlfriend before that? And the DA said, yeah, well, we did let him out on that new program where you don't keep people in. But you know what? The end still justifies the means. Okay, a few people get killed, but at the long run, it works out. It's more beneficial. We realize there's going to be some casualty, but that doesn't, not enough to justify not doing it. Oh, gotcha. Well, that's the same thing they're saying with the kids. Oh, we realize there may be some nefarious people coming through with children to exploit, but because if we close it, that's worse. The good people who are coming in far outnumber those. No, they don't. No, they don't. Remember when we were being told it's really just women and children? Women clutching their babies, practically crawling on their hands and knees, saying, please, America, save my child. We have no place to go. We have no food. We have nothing. That's what we're being told. Oh, 99% of them are that. Then we get some photographs, and 99% of them are about 25-year-old men. Remember that? Oh, that's interesting. So let me get this straight. The 25-year-old men just leave what? Their women and children and everybody behind, and they just say, I'm fleeing for a better life, and F you. Folks, you're being lied to, and you've been lied to for a long time. There are people in this government. There are people in the FBI, not all of them. I'm not saying every one of them. There are people in the FBI. There are people in the police force. There are people in politics. There are people in that are judges and lawyers and everything else in this country who are either taking money to look the other way or are active participants in child sex trafficking. You can call me conspiracy theorist all you want. I don't care. This movie proves it. This is a true story. Somebody didn't make this up. Somebody didn't say, I'm a scriptwriter and I came up with the most fantastic idea. People who are actually trafficking children. I know it never happens, but boy, it's an exciting story. No, no, no. This is a true story. This is a true story. And they don't want you to see it. And you have to ask yourself, why don't they want you to see it? It's a very simple question. Why? Why don't they want you to see it? Because it exposes too much of the game. That's why. I told you once when I first started this show, I'm not dabbling in conspiracy theories. I'm not going to do any QAnon nonsense. I'm just going to tell you facts. And I'm telling you that this is a fact. Now, you can accept it and say, okay, well, you know, we got to do something about it. But at the end of the day, there's nobody to do anything about it. There just isn't. Because there's too many people in high-ranking positions that gets this stuff squashed. You're seeing it with the Joe Biden investigation and things, you know, into Hunter Biden. You're just seeing Christopher Wray basically say, oh, you know, we treat everybody the same. Oh, come on. You honestly think the American people think that? That is so outrageous. So a president that has documents he could declassify by snapping his fingers is going to face 400 years in jail. But a man who wasn't even the president and had no reason to even have one document, let alone boxes of them, and kept them in a garage next to his sports car, nothing. Nothing. You mean to tell me a guy whose laptop clearly has underage Russian prostitutes and drug activity in it, and he's at the White House celebrating. He has not a fear in the world of going to jail for anything he did. Not one. You mean to tell me that you can find grandma who went into the Capitol building, but you can't find the person who put cocaine in the White House? You know how many people were at the Capitol building that day? You know how many people walk into that White House in that area in a day? Not many. The comparison is ridiculous. Probably 100,000 to 12. Okay? And you can't find that person? You know exactly who it is. You're covering for them, just like you're covering for the drug cartels, just like you're covering for the child sex traffickers. You're covering for them. Some for reasons of finance, because their palms are being greased. Some because they're guilty. And they're going to go down with the ship if certain people get involved. Do we know Jeffrey Epstein's client list? How come? Oh, we know who flew on the plane. Well, if you know who flew on the plane, do you understand that the FBI was on that island within a day? And all of a sudden, all these tapes that Jeffrey Epstein had that his own girlfriend said he kept. Have you heard about one of them? His own girlfriend said he had tapes. And that's how he blackmailed people. I have tapes of you with an underage girl. Where are these tapes? How come the FBI hasn't released one? How come not one person's been arrested? Not one. Not one. I'll tell you why. Because they don't want to. because somebody said, well, you know, bad things could happen to you or your family. I want you to imagine something for just a minute. You're a young FBI agent, and you want to do the right thing. And somebody in the know in your department says, look, you mess with the wrong people and do the wrong thing, and there's nobody that can guarantee your safety or the safety of your loved ones, including your children and your wife. We're not playing with small-time drug dealers out on the street somewhere selling dime bags of marijuana. We're dealing with people who will chainsaw people's arms off, like I told you about the drug cartels, right? We're dealing with people who put people in a barrel and set the barrel on fire to cook them alive. We're dealing with people who rip the hearts out of rival gang members and eat them. And we're dealing with very powerful people with a lot of money and a lot of clout. Do you really want to die on this hill? And your average FBI agent is going to say, no, I don't. I feel bad, but no, I don't. I don't want to put my wife and children in danger. I don't want to put my husband in danger. I don't want to put my family in any danger. Exactly. Then you have the corrupt people who they say, well, you know, you're high ranking. We couldn't really take you out, and we couldn't necessarily take out your family, but, boy, we can pay you. How much? Everybody's got a price, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, well, I don't know anything. Well, I'm not really doing anything wrong. I'm not trafficking any children. I'm not selling anything. I'm just, you know, I'm just looking the other way, and whatever they do, they do. This is the problem, folks. We now have such a corrupt system that the drug cartels and the sex traffickers can literally pay off people or blackmail people into complying with whatever they want. They use terror. They use money. And with each person that they have that they can corrupt enough that's in power, well, all the underlings fall in line, right? If the chief is being paid off or the chief is being blackmailed, then everybody under the chief, they ain't going to do nothing because the chief's going to make sure. See how that works? So now the question is, why does the media not want you to look at this film as being serious? Why do they want you to think of it as a QAnon conspiracy theory when it was actually made before there was any such thing as QAnon? You know, that's the freaking talking heads on CNN saying, this is a QAnon conspiracy theory. Really? Well, Disney held on this film for 5 goddamn years, and I got news for you. QAnon wasn't even thought of when they were making it. You're liars. Why are you lying to the American people? Why aren't you saying this is a very provocative film, and if this is true, something needs to be done about it? Republican, Democrat, Independent, who gives one damn? Our children are in danger, and if this is even remotely true, this should be all over the news, and we should all be trying to do our best to help. They're not doing that. They're doing the exact opposite. They're trying their best to bury it. Why? For the same reason they're trying their best to bury Donald Trump, because they know their ass is grass. That's why. There's no other reason. You can't give me one other reason. Oh, Cuties was fine on Netflix. That was just fine. 11-year-old girls twerking in a thong is fine. Oh, it's artistic. It's a wonderful film. It has an underlying message of how children can get sucked into an exploitive, it's eye candy for pedophiles. Who are you trying to kid? And then we come out with a film that's not eye candy for pedophiles. It basically just reveals how the system works, and you say, oh, that's eye candy for pedophiles. But you reveal yourself when you say dumb things like Cuties wasn't. You've revealed yourselves for who you are. There's 3 or 4 different kinds of people who are enabling this. There are the powerful people who are either blackmailed or into this child sex trafficking thing, paid off, threatened or in fear, or simply too stupid. They're not all pedophiles, folks. Some of them are just greedy bastards who don't give one damn what happens to a child they don't even know the name of. But I want you to clearly understand that the people who are doing this trafficking are indeed the cartels from Mexico for the most part. And I'm telling you that if you want to question their character, go look at some of these films that they put out themselves of how they deal with people who cross them. They don't shoot them. It's not the mob where some guy shows up at your house and rings the doorbell and shoots you in the head. There's a video currently floating around of three or four cartel members who literally employed a doctor to keep a man alive by pumping him with adrenaline while they cut off parts of his body, skin him alive, remove his eyeball. He can't die because he shot up on adrenaline. And they set it to disco music, and they're laughing about it. And later, when they cut his head off, they kick it around like a soccer ball. That's who we're dealing with. You're dealing with the devil. Normal people don't do that. I don't care who you are. Mafia hitmen wouldn't do that. Okay? A mafia hitman wouldn't do that. You know who does that? Evil. Evil people who take great pride and glory in the pain and suffering of others. And you're going to tell me you're putting a child in their hands and they're not going to do the same? You're not dealing with normal people here, folks. You're not dealing with your next-door neighbor. You're not dealing with some crack-smoking idiot in the city. You're dealing with big money and people who will hire and enforce their code by any means necessary. And fear is one of those means. And if you see this video of the suffering that this man went through simply for crossing one of the drug cartels, they, you know why they put these videos out? You see anybody arrested? No, they're not arrested. You know why they put them out? As a warning. You get too close to us, this is going to happen to you or someone you love. And then we're going to send you the tape so you can watch them suffer. So you just stand aside because we're a billion, multi-billion dollar business, and you're not stopping us. That's what's happening, folks. I hate to be the one, the bearer of bad news, but there are politicians on both sides of the aisle. There are judges and lawyers and police and law enforcement agencies on both sides of the political aisle who are taking money or involved in it in some way or just too scared or too whatever to speak up. And I'm not sure who said it, but was there not a quote that said, evil survives when good men do nothing? Well, this is the problem. Evil is surviving because good men are doing nothing. And the media is telling you there's nothing to see. This is all a big conspiracy theory. These are dark times, my friends. And when anybody tries to shed just the tiniest little bit of light, this is how they're treated. Tom in New York.
Good afternoon, Marcus. You know, I'm going to go to that quote that you just said, you know, good evil survives when good men do nothing. Well, the good man that was trying to do something was kept on a short leash, and the evil that lurks in the mainstream media are keeping him from actually doing something. So they're complicit in evil surviving. That's what they want. As far as the cocaine investigation being over, they know damn well whose cocaine it was, and they're not going to say anything because they don't want to punish their own. They face no accountability for anything, not one speck.
You see, normal people cannot absorb this type of evil. You just can't. Have you ever read like a serial killer, maybe a true crime novel with a serial killer, and you say, wait a minute, they did what to this person? I can't conceive of such a thing. It's almost unreal. It's almost fiction because no one would do that. You can't conceive it. It's so evil, you can't even conceive that it's actually real. Now, I've told you on the show before, I'm not a very religious person. But I can tell you this. They're trying to remove God and religion, and specifically Christian religion, because they know that the majority of people who will not fear to speak up, who will not be dissuaded by money, who will not be dissuaded by their tactics, are going to be the religious. Take religion out, destroy it. Take family values out, destroy them. And pretty soon we become Mexico. We don't have to rely on Mexico for a steady diet of children for exploitation. We'll have our own. Tell me why anybody thinks it's a great idea to give 8-year-old puberty blockers. Tell me why anybody thinks it's a great idea for teachers to tell their students at 9 years old, you don't have to tell your mother, you don't have to tell your father about the secrets we have here when you dress up one way or the other. Tell me why. Tell me. Tell me why that's a good idea. It's not a good idea, but it's being done every day. And I told you, and I will maintain what I tell you. The next step that they're going to say is, well, if you're 11 and you know what sex you are, you know deep down inside if you're a girl and you're really a boy, and you say to yourself, I want to be a boy, I know I am, and we accept that 11-year-old can make that decision, then an 11-year-old can make a decision who they want to sleep with. That's what they're going to do next. Because they're evil people. You're not dealing with just criminals. You're dealing with evil people. Evil really does exist. The first mistake people make is to believe that evil doesn't exist. Evil does exist. Now, sometimes money perpetrates evil. Sometimes greed perpetrates evil. But deep down inside, you have to be evil to do certain things. I could see the mob for money saying, well, we're going to just shoot somebody who's in our way. I couldn't imagine them putting a man in a barrel and cooking him alive. That's evil. That's a different type of evil. Or exploiting children. That's a different type of evil. But that's the evil that we're dealing with, Tom.
Yeah, and, you know, what's the scariest part about it is that the evil is right in front of everybody's face, and the more that it reveals itself, the more that the ones that are committing it or complicit in it are, the more they cover it up. Like nothing to see here.
Of course.
Here.
Pretty soon it's going to be the normal, right? So we can't find out who took cocaine in the White House, but we can find out who was in the Capitol building on January 6th. Ray Epps is being charged, but he's obviously not really going to be given any time. And now, apparently, child exploitation and sex trafficking, that's just a myth that people with tinfoil hats that formed QAnon believe in. None of that's really happened. We're living in opposite world, folks. You know, when some people start to chant, we're coming for your children, maybe the best thing for you to do is to believe that they're really coming for your children.